Welcome back to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei HaYamim Bet, Parak Chof Tet. So we go away from Achaz, who was one of the most wicked kings, who was buried in great shame, who spread Avodah Zarah through the land, as well as total defeat before Malchus Yisrael, as well as enemies from all around. Now we move to the reign of his son. Here he is called Yechizkiyahu, Perichov Tet Pasuk Aleph, but Rabbi Adin Steinzos tells us that Yechizkiyahu is also known as Chizkiyahu and Chizkiyah. He is a righteous king who seeks with all his power to renew the nation's covenant with God in his kingdom. The events are related here, as elsewhere in the Bible, at great length, writes Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz. Notably, he rises to the throne just as Malchus Yisrael, the kingdom of Israel, is being conquered and exiled by Assyria, leaving only a remnant behind. So his rulership is righteous, and we will learn in this parak he restores the glory to the Beit HaMikdash, but tragically Malchus Yisrael is going to be exiled during his reign. So let's begin Perichov Tet Pasuk Aleph. Yechizkiyahu malach ben esrim v'chameish shana, v'esrim v'teisha shana malach b'Yerushalayim. So he rises to kingdom, he ascends the throne when he's 25 years old, and for 29 years he reigns in Yerushalayim. It tells us the name of his mother. By the way, with all the kings, it tells us the names of their mother. The name of his mother was Avia Bat Zechariahu. Just the reason I'm not focusing on the mother's names in our teachings is because, as you see, there's so much to learn. Our time is limited. I have to choose what to focus on. What do we know about Yechizkiyahu? Vayas ha-yashar be'enei Hashem kechal asher asa David aviv. So without any clause diminishing his greatness, we are told he does what is right in the eyes of God, just like his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, King David, did. And what does he do? Hu bashana harishon al macho. So right away, in the first year of his kingdom, b'chod which we call Nisan, in the first month, Patach et Dalatot Beit Hashem Vayachaz came. Remember that his father closes the Beis HaMikdash, he opens up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and he strengthens them. What does he do? Vayave et HaKohanim ve'et HaLevim, Vayasfeim, their Chav HaMizrach. He gathers the Kohanim and the Levim to the Eastern Plaza, and he makes a beautiful speech. Pasuk Hei, Vayomram. So Yechizkiyahu, or Chizkiyahu, a righteous king who does Yashar Beinei Hashem, is now giving a speech after he opens up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, which were closed in the days of his father, and he says to the Kohanim and the Levim, Pasuk Hei, Shema'uni ha-Levim, listen to me, those from the tribe of Levi, Ata hitkadshu v'kadshu et Beit Hashem Elokei v'techem. So what do they want to do? They want to sanctify and sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of Hashem. V'hotziu et anida min ha-kodesh, nida, an impurity. Remove that which is abhorrent. Remove the impurity from the sanctuary. Ki ma'alu avoteinu v'asu harab b'gnei Hashem Elokeinu v'ya'azvu. He acknowledges that his father was wicked, and they did it bad in the eyes of Hashem, and they abandoned Hashem, and therefore Hashem abandoned them, like we saw they were given over to the enemies. Or if they turned their faces away from the sanctuary of Hashem, and vayitnu oref, so they were a wicked people, they turned their backs against Hashem, vayitnu oref, oref is the back of the neck. Gam sagru dalatot ha'ulam, could you imagine, they closed the doors of the great hall. Vayechabu etaneiro, they extinguished the lighting of the menorah. They did not bring the ketores on the golden mizbech, but olalo helu, they didn't bring ola, which are burnt offerings totally to God, but kodesh in the sanctuary, l'Elokei Yisrael, to the God of Israel. And therefore, vayhi ketzav Hashem al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, there was the anger of God burning against Judah and Jerusalem. Vayitnu laza'ava lashama ulish reka, and God put them, because of the wrath of God, into an object of horror, of desolation, of astonishment and degradation. Kasher atem roim b'neichem, like you see with your very own eyes, how Malchus Yehuda fell so much under the wicked kings, and he's specifying his father. And because of their great sins, and they turned to Vodazar and closed the base of Mikdash, our forefathers fell by sword. We learned that in the previous prakim. And it caused our sons and our daughters and our women to go in captive. And yes, the captives, the 200,000 captives were returned. We spoke about that, but nevertheless, 120,000 fell before Machaz Yisrael, and the 200,000 were taken as captive. This is very degrading. So what are we going to do? Ata, ata with an ayin. It is in my heart to reenact and reestablish the covenant with Hashem, the God of Israel. And if we return to Hashem, then the wrath of God will turn away from us. He's making a beautiful speech. Banai, my sons, he says, in terms of endearment. Ata, now with an ayin. Al tishoda. So he speaks to the Kohanim and the Levim, and he says, my son, do not be misled. Ki bachem bachar Hashem, because God has chosen you, la'amod lefanav, to stand before him, l'sharato, to serve before him, v'liyot lo misharatim umaktirim, because you from the tribe of Levi are chosen to be his servants, those who serve him, those who bring the Ketoros offering. So he gives an impactful, rousing, moving speech where he reminds them that because of the sins of our fathers, degradation and the wrath of God has been brought upon us, and now it is up to us to change this. Right? And the bows from the tribe of Levi listen to him, and they are spiritually inspired. And the Levim get up, the leaders of the Levim get up, and it names the leaders of the Levim, Macha ben Amasai, Yoab ben Azaryahu, from the sons of Kahas, and from the sons of Merari, Kish ben Abdi. So it lists the names, the prominent leaders of the Levim, and Psukim Yodal, and Yod Gimel and Yod Beis. I said out of order. Yod Beis, Yod Gimel, and Yod Dalet. It lists the names of the sons and the prominent Levim. And what do they do? Pasuk Tetva, Vayasfu et Achehim. They gather their brethren, Vayit Kadshu, and they sanctify, Vayavo ki mitzvah hamach b'divrei Hashem. And they are going to listen to the command of the king, like the word of God, l'taher beit Hashem. So that is the purpose in the first year of the reign of King Chizkiyahu. The first thing he wants to do is reestablish the holiness to the sanctuary, reopen the doors, rededicate avodat Hashem to the Beit HaMikdash that King Shlomo had built, his great-great-great-great-grandfather. And he wants to once again purify the house of Hashem. V'yavo ha-kohanim le-pnima beit Hashem. The Kohanim come to the inner chambers of the house of God, le-taher, to sanctify. V'yotsu et kol ha-tuma asher matzu b'heichal Hashem, le-chatzar beit Hashem. They remove all the impurity, meaning all the avodah zarah that they find in the inner chambers, in the heichal, in the great hallway, to the courtyard of the house of Hashem. V'yekablu ha-levim lo-tzi le-nachal kijon. So the Kohanim remove all the avodah zarah, the Levim take it out to Nachal Kidron outside, and they are ridding and cleaning the base of Mikdash of all the impurity. They begin on the first of the first month, which we would call the first of Nisan, Lekadesh, to sanctify. They begin on the first of Nisan to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month, they come to the hall of Hashem, they sanctify the house of Hashem for 8 days, and therefore on the 16th day of the month they conclude, which interestingly corresponds with, of course, what we call the Yom Tov of Pesach. They came, and so what do? Right, so they spent these 16 days, and they're readying the Beis HaMikdash, and they come on the 16th of the month, and they conclude the service of sanctification. So they come to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, to the king, and they say, Tiharnu et kol beit Hashem. We have sanctified, as you have commanded, the whole house of God. At Mizbech HaOla, we sanctified the Mizbech HaNechosheth, the Mizbech where you bring the animal sacrifices, that kol kelev and all its implements, ve'et shulchan hamarecha, and we sanctified the golden table where you arrange the showbread, the lacham apanim, ve'et kol kelev and all the implements that help serve for the shulchan, ve'et kol hakelev, and for all the kelim asher he's niach hamach achaz b'machuto b'ma'alo heichanu v'hik dashnu. So all the implements, all the vessels that King Achaz caused neglected during his reign and that were used for purposes of avodah zarah, really. If you remember, the king plundered the house and closed the house in his trespass against God. We prepared it. He sanctified it before the altar of Hashem. So they accomplished what Yechizkiyahu wanted. Vayashkem Yechizkiyahu HaMelech. Vayasov et Tzarei HaIr. So Yechizkiyahu HaMelech woke up early. We know Vayashkem is a term of Zerizus LeMitzvos. Shemos. We have it in Perichov Beis of Bereshus, after Hashem commands Avram to do that, Kedat Yitzchak, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Vayachavoshet Chamarov. Aram Avinu wakes up early in the morning, and Rashi tells us there in his Dares Mitzvah, he woke up early because he had alacrity to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. And here you see this idea in Yechizkiah, Vayashkim Pasachav. Vayashkim Yechizkiah, he wakes up early, Kashkamas Haboker. He's not sleeping in, he's not tired, he's not lazy, he doesn't want to get out of bed to not face the day. He wakes up with alacrity for mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The re-sanctification, purification, and opening of the Beit HaMikdash and the service of Hashem like it is supposed to be. Vayasof Esarei Ha'ir, he gathers all the princes, the dignitaries of the city, Vayal Beit Hashem, he goes up to the re-sanctified house of Hashem, and now they bring Karmados, seven bulls, Pasuch Aval, seven bulls, seven rams, seven lambs, seven goats as a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary that was neglected and profaned, and for Yehuda. And he says to the sons of Aaron, Vayomru Levnei Aaron HaKohanim, he says to the Kohanim, Lahalot Amizbech Hashem. So they bring a multitude of animals, all different kinds of karbanos. We have olos and we have chatos. And he says to bring this as olos on the altar of God. So according to what is given over to us in Sefer Vayikra, according to Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, they slaughter the cattle, they bring, collect the dam like they're supposed to, the blood. They sprinkle it towards the altar like they're supposed to. And then they slaughter the rams and they sprinkle the blood and they slaughter the sheep, like they're supposed to, and they sprinkle the blood. So what you see here is that the service of the Kohanim has been restored like they are supposed to. Now they bring the goats of the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and now the Kohanim slaughter them and present their blood as a sin offering to atone for all of Israel. Because the king says that the ola, the burnt offering, and the chatos, the sin offering, is needed on behalf of all of Israel. And the Levim are standing there with their symbols, benivalim of the chino road, b'mitzvah David, the God, choza hamelech, v'natan navi. So the Levim, while the Kohanim are offering their sacrifices, the Levim are standing with musical instruments in accordance with the command of David and of God, the king seer, the choza, the nasan hanavi, the prophet. So this is King David's personal prophet, and nasan the navi. And in other words, ki biyad Hashem ha-mitzvah biyad nevi'av. So the command was given by the Lord through his nevi'im, and the kohanim and the levi'im, by the command of King Yechizkiah, or Chizkiah, are doing everything that they're supposed to do. And they vayamdu ha-levi'im b'klei David v'ha-kohanim b'chatzotzot. So the levi'im are standing with the musical instruments of David, King David, and the kohanim are standing with their trumpets. Many prakam ago, we spoke about the chatzotzot, if you remember. And now Chizkiyahu says, "Klahalot ha'olah mizbeach," to bring the offerings on the mizbeach, to bring the burnt offerings. The levim are playing the song of Hashem, and the chatzotzot are being played in the instruments of King David. So it's a time of great rejoicing, a time of great kedusha, a time of great happiness, because the glory is being restored to the Beit Hamikdash. Pasuch avchas v'kol ha'kahal mishtachavim. The entire assembly prostrates himself, and there is song, v'hashir mishorer, there is song being played, v'chotzot mechtirim, and the trumpets are being blown, hakol ad l'chlos ha'olah. It is all being done while the Ola offering are being done, till the conclusion of the Ola offering, and those present, including the king, kneel and prostrate themselves. And now the Yechizkiyahu, the king, and the princes say to the Levium to praise the Lord with the words of David. How beautiful is that, that they want to offer praise to Hashem, ukechalos la'ahalos. When they finish the Ola, karu ha-melech, the melech prostrates, and everyone standing with him, and Yechizkiyahu, the king, says, la'levium, la'halel la'Hashem, let us offer praise to God, b'divrei David, with the words of King David, v'yehallelu ad the simcha, and they praise God with so much joy, v'yichdu v'yishtachvu, it's so beautiful. There's a time of tremendous celebration, they bow their heads, they prostrate themselves, and he says, you have dedicated yourselves to the Lord, the Levim, and the Kohanim, and they bring so many, what is the number of korbanos? The number of burnt offerings that the congregation brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, pasuk lamed beis, 100 rams and 200 lambs. The number of offerings the congregation brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. Rhymes, but not intentionally. All these were a burnt offering to Hashem. There was furthermore the animals the people consecrated as a shlam and peace offering, and korban toda, thanks offering, 600 cattle, 3,000 sheep. And the pasuk tells you, pasuk lamed dalet, rak ha-kohanim ha-yulim ma'at, v'lo yachlu la-hafshid et kol od. There were so many animals, there were too few kohanim. They were unable to flay all of the burnt offerings, so the Levium supported them until the labor was concluded. There were burnt offerings in abundance, fat of the peace offerings, the libation, the nisuch for each burnt offering, which is the flour and wine that is brought with each ola, and thus the service of the house of the Lord was established. And it's so important for us, and it's a chizuk, no pun intended, the chizkiyahu. I think it's a chizuk, once again, to read about a righteous king who restores the service to the Beit HaMikdash like it's supposed to be. Last pasuk, Vayismach Yechizkiyahu v'chol ha'am, and Yechizkiyahu the king and all the nation rejoice. Al ha'hechin ha'elokim la'am. Why? Because God directed the people. Ki b'pitom ha'yahadara. Matter happened so suddenly after bad kings and wicked kings, after generations where the temple was not in proper order, after the neglect by the service in the days of Achaz, who closed the Beis HaMikdash. Here we see so beautifully the restoration of the service of the Kohanim and the Levium and the Beit HaMikdash, and the people's hearts are stirred to repentance under the reign of this king, the righteous king, Yechizkiyahu. And tomorrow we will continue our study. I thank you so much for learning with me. Li'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. Allah Hashem. I wish you all a wonderful day. Kol Tov.